Well, talk a little bit about the season so far. You guys got off to a hot start, coming off a tough loss, but talk about it overall, your thoughts.
The season so far has been great for us. It has been a good start. I think what you're going to get from us every day is we're always going to come out and compete no matter who's on the mound or who's playing in the lineup that day. You know, I really like the resiliency of this team. We're not going to give up, and I think that's how we've won, you know, some extra games, and that's what has got us the record that we've got today.
Talk a little bit about the pitching staff from day to day. Who has impressed you? Who's kind of jumped out of nowhere?
I love Catch and Rucker for obvious reasons. Someone that's kind of jumped out at me has been Jordan Wood. He, you know, didn't pitch it all this fall. He was hurt, and he kind of came out of nowhere, and he's been throwing well for us. I like catching Buffo. I mean, I don't know. I like catching everyone on the team. It's different this year, and it's been fun.
Is it nice to have a staff that's full of so many guys that can throw strikes and throw a bunch of different pitches well?
Oh, yeah. I think that's been a big key to our success this year is having, you know, more than a couple guys out of the bullpen throwing strikes, and we've been able to rely on more arms, and that's what's helped us win games later in the week.
You got off to a bit of a slow start, but you kind of picked things back up. Talk about that. Did you change your approach at all? What did coach have to say to you after that?
You know, I've kind of just always had the problem of just trying to do too much, and I struggled the first series, and I kind of got in my head, and, you know, it was this and that and this and that. I just talked to Coach Pratt, and he's like, you just got to get back to doing what you did last year and doing what you did in the fall and just try and relax up there and take a couple breaths, and that's really kind of what's happened for me, and trying to get back to the approach of staying up the middle and just seeing it and hitting it.
Talk about Saturday where you hit this home run that I believe tied up the game, and you guys were down, and then you come back and they hit a home run of their own. I mean, what was that like? Lots of ups and downs there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously cool to hit that home run and get us, you know, back in the game to tie it, and just I think what killed us that last game was we just missed, you know, a few pitches, and the pitches that we missed, they made us pay for it. Hitting a couple doubles and two home runs, I think, was the difference in the game.
How hungry were you guys to get back out to practice that day after?
It was a tough one to swallow for sure, but it's nice to get back out here and kind of regroup after that and get refocused for this weekend.
And what do you guys know about LMU? What have you seen so far, maybe with their pitching, maybe some hitters?
I honestly haven't really checked them out that much yet, but I know from last year they're going to come ready to play. They've always got some good power arms and some guys that will compete at the plate, so it should be a good series for us.
Great.